All right, so welcome back to Shine On. What we just listened to, we had Freak Heat Waves with a Comfortable Conversation, and then we just had Tops with Blind Phase. So our first artist was here from the West Coast, and they actually just had their album release party at the Fox on Saturday. And then Tops, they are from the East Coast, and they're from Montreal, and they will actually be coming to Vancouver February 27th, so you should definitely grab tickets for that. I think I will definitely be going. All right, so for today, to go with our East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast kind of thing happening, we are going to do some facts about both. So we thought that... Okay, Emma, we'll start us off with the East Coast facts. So, Emma, what about the East Coast?
So, one interesting fact, Montreal has the highest number of restaurants per capita in Canada and the second highest in North America. So, an interesting fact about Montreal, it has the highest number of restaurants per capita in Canada and the second highest in North America after New York City. So we're definitely going to be checking out some of those really cool restaurants.
Whoa. Okay. Well, let's see if I can reboot that with some cool facts about Vancouver. So, did you know that Vancouver was recently ranked as the third most livable place in the world for its high standard of living and quality of life? And while it is ranked at the 10th cleanest city in the world, which is very surprising to me. But I guess maybe it is. That's kind of funny. Anyways, okay. So we will go on to our next song. So this time we're going to start off with, an East Coast musician. And this East Coast musician, his name is Peter Seger. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. And he was actually one of Mac DeMarco's guitarists when I guess he lived back in Montreal. So I'm going to play one of his songs for you. It's called Haters and by Homeshake.
Let's go. I'm
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 1 p.m. to listen to our feature seminar. For more information, check out the website studyandgoabroad.com.
This is your captain speaking. Your next destination is...
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Hello, welcome back. Okay, sorry for the minor technical difficulties. I'm still getting used to this whole radio thing. All right, so I was just notified that I shouldn't be calling Montreal East Coast. Goes to show how much I know about that side of Canada. My knowledge is very limited. So we'll call it now Eastern Canada. I feel like that'll be more appropriate. So before that, what we were just listening to, that was Chastity Belt with Time to Go Home. They're just south of the border from Washington. And then prior to that, we had Homeshake with Haters, and he's from Montreal. So... continuing with our couple of facts, Emma, what do you have now?
I guess we do really need to learn more about Montreal. Yes. Since we obviously don't know too
good
much.
Good thing we're learning now.
Good thing we got some good facts. So an interesting fact is that no building in Montreal can be taller than the cross on the Mount Royal Mountain. I'm not going to try and say that in
Mont Royal.
I
just butchered that probably also. Okay, let's see if I can find anything that will could beat that. Okay. Looks like here we have... here we go. Stanley Park is a 1,001-acre urban park bordering the city. It is 10% bigger than New York City's Central Park, and it has a 5.5-mile path that circles around it, known as the Seawall, and is extensively used by walkers, runners, cyclers, and rollerbladers. So that's pretty awesome.
Cool.
Rollerblading. That's a cool thing that I want to get into. All right. So... we're actually talking about we have to pack for Montreal and everything this week, amidst all of our midterms and projects right before reading break, as I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. Perhaps why I feel a little bit scattered today, as I only got a couple hours of sleep last night. we're going to go visit our brother in Montreal, and he's lived there for 3 years, so hopefully he can... teach us a little something about the city that apparently we know nothing about. So I think, regardless, it will be an exciting adventure for both of us. And then maybe we can actually learn something and bring it back to the show next week.
2 weeks.
Okay, so what we have up next, we're going to play a band from Vancouver, and they are called Data Plan. And they will actually be opening up for Tops this February 27th, and that's at the Biltmore. So here is Data Plan with Mr. Window.
Thank you.
There's a churning around. I can't fall asleep and the drugs won't stay down. There's a burning.
Halifax folkster Ben Kaplan plays at the Fox Cabaret this Thursday, February 12th, with backing band The Casual Smokers and special opening guests. Tickets are $13, available at Zulu, Red Cat, and Northern Tickets, Thursday, February 12th. But there ain't an option to climb out the luxury.
Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Morme.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers.
Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsubc and we'll answer it live on air.
And Honeychild will be all ears.
There's a churning.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. So what we just heard before the little break there, we heard Data Plan with Mr. Window, and then we heard Braids with their song Lemonade off their album Native Speaker. And Braids is from Montreal, and Data Plan is from Vancouver. So Emma had a little something to say for anyone else that maybe is also going to Montreal, like us, or maybe just wants to learn more about other Canadian cities, because if you're like us, we don't know much about any other Canadian cities, as we are both totally born and raised in Vancouver and have lived here our whole lives. So I think it's time we branch out. All right, Emma, yeah. What are you talking about?
So there's this really cool blog as I was searching about Montreal and things to do, because we're there for, 9 days or something? That's a long time. So there's this blog called MTL Blog, which is short for Montreal. And it has all these super cool ideas of things to do. It has these really interesting, it lists all these cool food places, like best poutine, best brunch, a $2 chow mein place, just all these amazing places and even events, so we can look and see if there's any cool concerts we could go to while we're there. And just cool things to look at.
That sounds cool.
It's a really cool blog, so you should check it out if you're gonna head to Montreal.
I'm sure we must have something like that in Vancouver, and I think I've just lived here for so long that I just, you kind of neglect to look at things that your own city offers you. Everything just kind of becomes whatever, I feel like, but there must be something like that in Vancouver, maybe. I just have yet to find it. All right. If you're looking for art stuff, you could always look at Discorder. Discorder always has good things. Little plug there. All right. Next up, I'm going to play another band from Vancouver. They're called The Courtneys. And this is one of their... It's just a single. It's called Mars Attack, and it's actually featuring Young Brazed, who is a rapper out of Vancouver here also. So check this out.
Bye. fire. Either that or bring it to me. But either way, I'm gonna need at least about 5,000 doobies. And donuts in the drop top saucer and marijuana crops. Mel Gibson in the kitchen trying to chop my fingers off.
So that was Parquet Courts with, Parquet Courts with Borrowed Time off their album Light Up Gold, and they're from New York, so Eastern North America. And then we had the Courtneys with their single Mars Attack featuring Young Brazed. All right, so me and Emma and I were trying to find the weirdest facts we could about our given city, so... Okay, are you going to go first or am I going to go first?
I feel like mine isn't that weird, but it's just a really interesting fact.
Okay.
So I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
The very first hockey game in the world was played in Montreal on March 3rd, 1875 at Victoria Rink.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of cool because people love hockey.
That's pretty cool. Well, this one's just kind of really random. So in 1930, a world record for egg laying was set by No Drone Number 5H. A hen from the Whiting Farm in Surrey. She had laid 357 eggs in 365 days. No Drone, name of the hen, was preserved for posterity and her stuffed form put on display at the World Poultry Congress in Rome. So very random and strange. But who knew? I did not know that we had some hen that had laid 357 eggs in 365 days. That is a lot of work for a hen, I guess. And Surrey, so. Yeah. All right. What do we have next? Up next, we just have a couple more songs as we come to a close. So up next, I am going to play a song for you by Father John Misty. And he is from the West Coast here. And he actually just came out with an album today, I think. But I haven't really listened to it. But this is just one of his older songs that I like, called Hollywood Forever Cemetery Signs. So you can check this out. Here is Father John Misty.
At the Hollywood Cemetery.
All right. Well, that has been Shine On with your host, Jane, and my sister, Emma.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show. I hope you enjoyed our little bit of a East Coast, West Coast, or not East Coast, Eastern Canada, Eastern North America, Western North America kind of deal. And who we just listened to, that was La Luz with Call Me in the Day. And before that was Father John Misty. So thanks for tuning in. This is CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I will see you guys not next week because we'll be in Montreal, but the week after that. So good day. Have a good rest of the day. Say bye, Emma.
Bye.
Come and feel our positive energy.